this dragon is such an ass kicker, it's like when Bowen got Draco.
Alright, so if you want to chase, then the horse needs to roll athletics, and the guy riding the horse needs to roll animal handling.
I mean, animal handling.
You need to roll athletics. He needs to roll animal handling.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm the animal.
So I also have to fail.
You wouldn't necessarily have a saddle, right?
I guess not.
Neither so you need to roll animal handling.
I'm saying neither did the horses in the mine. I'm really good at that.
What?
So neither did the horses in the mine, and I rode them.
You don't have horses in a mine.
Hey, no, you gotta carry stuff.
As long as you don't roll
slaves
one.
Slaves carry stuff.
16?
13.
You said athletics, right?
Athletics.
Okay, yeah.
For running. So, you charge for at top speed for a while. Roll
Constitution?
Constitution saving throw?
See if you can keep up max speed. Not a saving throw. Like a check.
Is there anything that's con based? There was an endurance in 4th edition.
None of these.
All right.
No.
So just add con.
It's 11 plus 2.
Okay.
13.
That's pretty good. So, you ride and you have them in sight.
Good. They should be tired. They've ridden here all day, all night, whatever.
So they're still riding.
And he's all acidy.
Slowly gaining.
He's hurt.
So I can see him?
He can see him. You're further back.
Torque.
You're another, like, 30 feet back. Or
here's Calvin.
I'm a poop. So you can follow my poop.
So you can see him. Do you try to do anything, or do you try to just catch up to him further?
Am I in like a, so if I can see him in a decent range,
you're within 20 feet.
I want to use a bonus action of heating my metal.
Okay.
More metal.
So it's gonna be a 2d8.
How long does that last?
Up to a minute.
Okay.
Are you heating that metal of the horse too?
So you've been chasing him for a bit. This will be the last time.
Dang. Okay. 6.
Okay.
It was damage. No one else hit him. Except for the dragon. I don't know.
I got him. I javelin.
Oh, yeah, you did.
The dragon did 54 points.
That plus, like, I did.
You did 34.
Wow. I did more than
that. Or he's taken 34 other than the dragon because of that.
Okay, so me and Eric got some damage. Yeah. Eric, just throw a javelin while you're riding.
Two of them.
You can try. Your rage, how long does it last, though? A minute,
for
right?
One minute. Yeah, so.
Yeah, so this is your last. Rage.
My last rage.
Although you can rage again.
Rage again, yeah. Okay. So should I just throw javelins? I mean, we can't do anything else because he's still 30 feet.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you were slowly gaining on him. Yeah. So you could wait until you catch up.
Yeah,
but he also doesn't seem to have noticed you yet.
Mm. So the fire of his suit makes sense, I guess, because it's been burning him.
Maybe. Yeah.
So
he doesn't necessarily know how it works.
Yeah, so yeah. That might not notice. So you could ready an attack, maybe. Unless we have some way of tripping him up. Do you have any way of tripping him up or anything?
Do you have a bola for the horse?
I do have. I have 4 Ewoks, but I didn't put them in the beginning.
You have what? 4 Ewoks.
You have a net.
I do have a net. I have 2 nets, don't I?
Yeah, but can you throw that on the? Will that work? You think?
They didn't cut into the destroyer.
Be athletics, right?
I wish I knew how.
So you want to try
close
to get...
he was to being killed, huh?
So he's not bloody. So you want to.
Jesus. Damn. That might be a bad idea.
We gotta stop him. Calvin will come.
That helps.
I'll take off my mask.
I'm saying he's not even bloody. He took 50-some damage from this dragon, and this might be a guy that we have to fight later on.
I don't care.
He said the horse took a lot of it. Did he take 50?
Might be a fight we can't take on, you know? I don't know.
You know, he's already a coward.
Maybe Gutspiller's on his way. I don't know.
I'm not running for
we didn't fight. Leave a horse for Gutspiller.
I would not sleep well if I went did not do everything.
Oh, wait, we left that one.
So you're getting close enough for the net, is the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take some damage falling off that horse, I'll tell you that.
Roll to attack. It's the same as your javelin. It's a thrown weapon. So.
18! Plus my javelin was 6, so.
Plus your javelin?
Okay. Well, I mean, we're not using the javelin, you
no,
just said.
But yeah, it's a thrown weapon, so okay. Use the strength. Just like you would normally. Alright, let me see how nets work. I imagine I'll have to roll some sort of save.
I would rather die than let this guy get away.
Really?
Yep.
That's not on my agenda.
You can run then.
Maybe a war horse running here trying to attack him. Hoping the horse gets scared on the way.
I'm sure one day Torque will learn mercy and that people can change, but it's not today.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say it's a dex save, but it'll be pretty hard. What did you roll?
It was a 20.
Yeah, it was a
9.
6.
4.
something like that.
It was 18 and 6.
18 plus 6.
Okay. All right, so the net goes over top of him.
Yep.
So do you like throw the net or what exactly are you
I mean,
doing?
We were getting ready. The point of the net is, I think, to trip up him and the horse.
Okay.
But trying to stop him. Throwing a net, I mean, nets are generally, they have that wide, you know, and they're weighted on the things, right? Mm-hmm. I would try to get it so that it's above, like, it hits him as he's running into it, trip up the horse, too.
Front two legs. The mesh goes down under, it's weighted. Okay.
Yeah.
You have the eagle.
All right, so you do so, and the horse trips. Mm. He falls to the ground. There's a loud clang.
Do you take damage with falling?
Yep.
Yeah.
The horse trip, too. I mean, every bit of damage.
The problem is his horse is going to be dying, writhing on the ground, and he's going to stand up slowly behind
good.
Him, like, good, witch king.
So, right. As this is happening, Thane.
Yes.
So you see Gutspiller.
Mm-hmm.
His bottom becomes a horse.
Oh, shit, that's so awesome!
Centaur!
He looks like a centaur.
Okay.
He says, get on!
There's a guy in front of me, though.
Hmm?
No, he's surrendered, man.
He's surrendered.
He's about to surrender.
Yeah, he surrendered already. Just get on Gutspiller.
He was saying that.
Have Gutspiller like kick him with his back legs. Get on!
I'm jumping on him now, all right? And I'm going to continue, I guess, riding up towards them.
Okay.
You're riding a man.
Volcom, you catch up to them?
Yay. Oh, you fell off now. How much damage does he take?
What do I see?
You see the rider and the horse on the ground. The horse seems to be caught up in some sort of net. The rider seems to be getting up.
I would like to charge into the rider.
With your technically would have had a bonus action after throwing the net, right?
Yes.
Could I have, like, actually, as we went by, attack again? Or not, because of the ranged attack of the net?
Well, you have to get another weapon. So...
Javelins? Like, the idea would be, like, you
I have
your
two
net.
More javelins.
Sure. Yeah, you could throw a javelin.
Okay.
You have him, like, in a quiver
on
your back?
You just go like this.
Yep.
Like Zeus.
Your reach is too short to hit him with your hammer.
6 plus 6, so 12 would be my
advantage because he's prone.
Roll it again.
15 plus 6.
That hits.
Roll it again.
And then the javelin is a 6. Which is a 1, so 6. Wait, no. Javelin is a d6. 7.
He's bloodied.
Yay!
Okay, finally.
You might say
like 100 damage in, and he's finally bloodied.
And I'm now not raging, but I will next turn immediately start raging again.
You get two of those? Is that how it works?
I get three per day.
Three of those?
Welcome.
You want to charge into him, you said?
Yeah, as he's standing up, I'd like to charge into him.
Roll animal handling. You have disadvantage because this is not a warhorse. This horse doesn't like to charge.
Four. So he doesn't like the charge.
No, the horse goes, but it stops.
Okay. Witch bolt right in his face.
Okay.
You!
I'm actually pointing with a twig from a tree.
Is that an attack one or is that the other one?
What do you mean?
Is witch bolt an attack roll thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have an advantage?
Okay.
Because you're within 5 feet.
Cool. Twenty-four.
That hits.
And I'm going to cast it as a second level spell, so I get 2d12 damage.
Okay.
Ooh, right. Face!
Earth.
Both hands.
2 damage.
Ah! Right.
And
good start.
6.
16?
16 plus.
I like plus.
I don't think you get a plus.
I don't get plus my spell casting.
Let's say right here. 1d12, so you get 2d12. So yeah. So.
Okay.
It's the same as my
thorn whip.
It's just a 1d6 or 2d6 or whatever.
Gotcha. All right, you fry him in the face.
So he's been burned. He's been melted. He's been shocked. He's been stabbed.
He's been netted.
He's been netted. He's
I guess
been
I already
crushed.
Did my turn, right? No.
You haven't won yet.
No. It's your turn. Oh. But you're a horse.
Yeah. I can trampling charge him though, right?
Yes.
I'll trampling charge him, and I'm the horse. I'm the
okay.
Choose
good.
Animal.
I'm still on there.
So
sure.
I charge up. I skid to a halt right in front of him. I shock him right in the face, And then the bus comes by.
Okay. If the horse moves at least 20 feet straight forward, the creature hits it with its hooves attack on the same. So I'm going to do a hoof attack.
Okay.
That target must succeed a DC 14 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
He succeeds.
Okay, if the target is prone, the horse can make another. Okay, so I still just make my hoof attack. Hoofs! 13 plus 6, so 19.
Misses.
Does his AC go down because he's all acidy?
I thought we hit 19 earlier.
But you have advantage.
All right.
Because he's all acidy.
Because he's prone.
18 plus 6.
That hits.
That was a hell of a roar.
He's like,
All right, so this is going to do...
Like, quite one roll.
2d6.
Yeah.
5. 2.
Start doing it.
Yeah.
11 damage.
All right, so you run up, you trample over him, you barely keep your footing as you go over this mountain of a man.
I'm gonna keep him like, like keep him like off center. I think it's the only way we beat him. All right. Just trying to keep him like
so,
prone.
So
is he trapped under his horse at all?
No. So Torque is next.
Okay, as Aaron does that, I'm going to jump off of the horse, Warhammer down.
And you're raging.
And I'm raging. 20!
Okay, so you do max damage plus a roll.
Another die.
Plus an extra D, whatever.
So,
what weapon are you using?
I'm using my Warhammer, but so it's
so you do 8 plus a D8.
8 plus a D8?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So roll the D8.
This is the D8.
5.
So 8 plus so 5,
13.
Plus your raging.
Your regular
plus my regular, which is 6. So 13 plus 6.
19.
Plus 2.
21.
21. That's all I got.
Alright.
And I get a bonus action.
Good.
Okay. So you get a bonus attack then too?
My rage gives me a bonus attack.
You can attack on a bonus action.
I have pretty much 2 attacks per turn, as long as they're beside each other.
Well, he's going to be beside himself.
I mean,
how much damage he's taking this round.
I jumped off of the horse.
He's still prone.
Okay, I'm going to attack again. So I jumped off, I hit him. How did I hit him? I like when you tell me how I hit.
All right, so he got knocked over. He's on all fours trying to get up. This is just after he got stamped on.
Yep.
So he's over again. He's trying to get up. You jump down. You strike with your hammer between his shoulder blades, and he just like smacks into the ground.
Cool.
But he still puts a hand up and looks at you in the eyes. You can see red, like behind his visor.
Yeah, he sees red in my eyes as I rage.
And he starts to get up again. And as he's getting up, he's head height to you.
Okay. Yep. And I just—it's like a T-ball on one of those sticks.
Aim for his head,
right in front of you. It's going to be a baseball swing.
Knock his helmet off so we can see what he looks like. There could be a ghost in there.
I don't care what he looks like. I'll see his corpse. 2.
No!
Advantage. Because he's prone.
Roll again. It's not a 1.
Is that a 9? Plus 6?
15.
Plus 2.
Nope. So your hands...
Oh, I missed that, Rick.
Your muscles are so... shocked by like the vibration of you hitting his thing. Like you try to do it again, but you just can't get the force that you did the first time. And it just sort of impacts on his armor. It makes a dent, but it doesn't do any damage.
Okay.
So like, now I want to take his head off and send it to the
How close am I?
So once your initiative comes, you're going to be there.
Okay.
So now it's the rider's turn. So the rider stands as a move action.
Yep.
And he holds his hand up in the air.
Yep.
And you see a storm begin to swell.
Yep.
So Thane arrives.
Kill him.
Can I just run into him?
Well, you're on Gutspiller.
Well, yeah.
Gutspiller is gonna...
It's his choice.
So...
I love Centaur Gutspiller.
Centaur Gutspiller is the best!
So Gutspiller arrives, and he looks up. And you can hear him whisper.
Oh my god.
And he yells, "Boys, to me!" And he casts something. And it looks like some of his blue energy is creating like a bubble.
Like a Gungan shield!
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Good job, Rick.
The shield, not the Gungan part.
Where is he near the rider, or?
He rides up and he's like 20 feet away.
Will the rider be in the bubble?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
He can make a centaur body, but only he can move his shield so the guy's not in there.
Well, no, I just want to know if I can be at the rider attacking and still be in the bubble.
All right, sweet. So we're shielded.
Well, you have to retreat and go back to Gutspiller into the shield, or you can continue fighting him. So Thane, it would be your turn. You can jump off Gutspiller and charge him, or you can stay on Gutspiller and in the shield.
Okay, so either throw a javelin or...
Yeah, you're within range.
Throw a javelin. Still there. Announce it.
There you go. I did a
so
quick.
Javelin is plus...
plus 4, 13, 17, 17, and 1d6.
17 is a miss.
It's a miss.
Oh, wow.
He's got high AC.
Okay, well, never mind.
Is he still holding his shield?
Yeah.
I don't know how, but yes. I bet, what about his horse? Is it dead?
The horse has given up.
Gotcha.
Like, it can't get out.
Okay.
It's stuck. Stuck in the mud.
So it's stuck in the mud in the neck.
Yeah, it might have broken something on its fall. You can't tell, but it's not trying to get up anymore.
But that should mean this guy can't get away.
But it's also not dead.
I'm not as worried then of coming into the bubble, because I just didn't want to lose him if we're this far already, you know?
So that is Thane Elor.
God damn, I've done nothing.
I've
done nothing.
Can I circle around and then charge through him again and then into the bubble?
I'm sorry. Just what Jaden said.
I've done nothing, my dog's dead.
I'm sorry, James.
Where's your dice jail, man? You're wanting to run through and then go in the bubble.
I ran through him. I felt like I ran through him before, and then you jumped off and attacked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I circle around and charge through him again?
He's standing, but yes.
And then...
So you don't have advantage this time.
Okay, and then push into the bubble that way?
Yep.
Let's do that. 17 plus 6. That hits, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He needs to make a DC 14 strength saving throw, or he'll be knocked prone.
He makes it. Damn.
And then I'm going to do 2d6, which is 9 plus 4, so 13 damage. So I'll charge through him, bash into him, and then I want to run into the bubble.
Into the bubble.
Okay, so you do so. You sort of run up, and you charge at him. His head whips back, and his helmet flies off.
Okay.
And you see a misshapen, large head that appears to be human, but there's a lot of scars on it.
Gain.
Yeah, it's like a mongoloid.
Has...
Like a... What's it called? Like, Jason Voorhees, right?
He has a very close-cut blonde hair, and his eyes are glowing red. And he's very red right now. He's very hot.
Well, Eric is, too.
And sweating. Because of the armor.
Okay.
Which, have you... Do you still get to do that, or is that done?
No, that ended when you're raging.
Gotcha.
He doesn't have a beard or anything.
Okay.
His face looks...
Does his...
His cheeks are like a little puppy.
He has the face that you want to wear a helmet.
Okay. With his helmet falling off, will that change his AC at all, or...?
A little bit.
A little bit, okay.
Okay.
All right. So that was Allure. The crew is not here. Stygoth's not here. Volcom is here.
Now he loses ties.
Volcom, you're here.
Calvin, you gotta get in the bubble. I ride to the bubble.
Yep.
And
do you want to cast? Witch bolt?
Do your thing again.
Is the witch bolt still attached?
Expeditious.
Is that how it works?
No.
Okay.
I got rid of that one.
Damn, I like that. That's the one I was thinking of, where it's like a lightning bolt into him and it stays in him. And just
Oh no, wait. That is witch bolt. Sorry. I do my action.
Okay.
So you don't have to actually hit him again. Like, accuracy.
I don't have to roll again. If I maintain concentration.
It's up to 1 minute with concentration. On hit, he does that, and then as...
So it's like you're tasing him.
But a minute has passed by this point.
Oh, since his last attack?
Oh.
It hasn't been since his last attack.
I rode up and
you rode up and did the witch bolt. So
it's still within the
10 minutes. Yeah, it's good.
So it's like a taser. It's like you got two prongs of him and you're tasing him.
Yeah. And giving him the full 30-second ride.
All right.
You can use your action to deal 1d12. So you just roll 1d12.
Unless he uses a second level.
Well, it was second level, so I guess
I did use it as a second level.
Right?
2d12, yeah.
Seven. 4.
11.
All right, so he screams out like Snake does when he's getting interrogated as this electricity
goes
through his veins.
He gets struck by lightning. Is it enhanced because he's summoning lightning and it's like overpowered and...
Is it lightning damage?
Yeah, it is lightning damage. Mm. Can I like redirect it to him? Can I make him the the lightning rod?
He's wearing metal armor.
Yeah. Yeah, he just takes his damage. He's not resistant or weak to lightning in any way. Now we go back to Torque.
All right, I am going to retreat into the bubble as well.
Now you can attack before retreating.
Well, okay.
Attack him and then fall back.
Yeah, so you can attack, move in any order.
If I can attack, I can move, and that can be my bonus attack?
Yes.
Okay, so I will attack with the Warhammer again. I missed last time, but I'm going to hit this motherfucker as hard as I can. He's standing up, though, right?
So, yeah, he is, so you don't get advantage, but his AC is a little less.
Okay.
Because he lost his helmet.
Okay.
Although you can't possibly reach his helmet, but it's still a little less.
You go for his dick.
What was that potion that we had? It was a paralyzed potion, right? Is that what it was?
Something like that. 18.
That hits.
Plus 6. And then, so that means I get my D...
8.
Yep. 4 plus 6 is 10, plus 2 is 12. So 12 damage.
So you hit him on the back of the knee.
Yep.
It is a mighty blow. He immediately drops to one knee and peers down at you.
Yep.
In anger.
He peers down after he drops to one knee.
And it looks like whatever he's summoning is headed straight for you.
Okay, so that was my first action. I can do one more action, then movement, right?
You can do your bonus action.
So then now, I can reach his face! God, what did you work? I always say something cool, and then always terrible. 20! Ah!
So, max damage, 8.
So 8 plus a d8.
4.
So 12, plus your normal, plus your rage.
A plus 6.
Plus so 18.
Two. Plus 2.
It's 20.
20 damage. I smack him right across the face.
What do you say?
Cool off.
No, wait.
You just hit him twice, right?
Yeah. I gotta do his knee and then hit him in his face.
Looks like lightning does strike twice.
Alright, I see that!
Looks like lightning
oh
does
my gosh.
Strike twice! Bang!
So, with your hammer, you go and you hit him. He pulls back a little bit. The hammer hits here. And the front of his face.
Oh, his big fat cheeks.
Somehow he looks better.
His jaw.
He looks better now.
So the entire front of his face goes off. His red eyes are still in his skull. They stare at you. As his hand drops.
Run.
You can still move, yeah.
And I do like a somersault back. into the circle.
You go into the circle. The storm stops. And he's still sitting there with his eyes open.
Yeah.
He's unmoving.
Okay. All right. That's my turn.
Combat's over.
Combat's over. I don't like him staring, though. I want to.
Is he dead?
I think I want to pull a phantom troop.
I'm a horse peering.
I think I might pull a phantom troop and take some red eyes. No.
Damn.
So the whatever he was doing up there is gone.
Yeah. The fog is still there, but you don't feel like the electrical charge anymore, and you don't see the storm.
Is that it, Professor?
Aye.
Is it over?
My Warhammer was straight up again and put it down because I am exhausted.
You've raged 3 times.
Yeah, twice, I think.
Twice? Just twice?
Twice. I'm going to clip-clop over.
Well done, boys.
And look at this.
Thought you were dead for sure. Thought my ass was grass.
No, your ass was a horse.
Yeah, I guess.
I want to go and knock this guy over because I don't like how he's standing up.
We should all laugh when he's doing that.
He take his head.
So if you push him, he falls over. He clanks to the ground. Mm. His eyes are still open because there's no eyelids to close anymore.
Mm. This, like his weapon, like this javelin. What is he doing with this thing, Professor?
It is there, right?
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, good. All this was for nothing.
Yeah.
We'll need to take it back and examine it, I guess.
It seems like he could summon
some sort of magical weapon artifact.
So it was a weapon that was doing that solely, not him summoning the storm?
I'm not sure the two are related.
So
can you tell us exactly what would have happened if that attack would have went through?
We all would have
died. I didn't want to find out, but I could sense its power. It was great.
Do you think his weapon was responsible for the electrical energy or the summoning of it coming back to him? You said it was a magical weapon.
I'm not an expert in magic. Mm. Beasts are my domain.
Well, I like this thing. Does anybody else? I'd carry it if you want me to. But Aaron seemed to be really interested too.
I would also definitely carry it.
I would like a range, more range.
The thing I would probably see about it is like what does it use? Yeah. Is it a strength? Is it a dexterity?
Yeah. But like, be careful. Weapons are cursed.
What can we learn of it? And like, who would be best suited for it, you know? The Kalimdor got a curse. We don't want to curse them twice.
Or maybe they cancel each other out.
Yeah, like the Jedi Temple of Coruscant.
But I would take it back to the school first.
If it's strength, then I'd give it to someone else because I'm not best with strength.
Yeah. Unless you guys want to do Arcana or try and...
Do Arcana.
Yeah, it's a pretty rough check, but you can, in theory...
Natural 20?
I don't...
You never know.
I don't know Arcana, so I will pass.
But you really need like a detect magic or...
I don't think you know what it is.
Yeah, well, let's take it back to the school, professors and people.
Alrighty. I'm going to
definitely don't let respond.
As my horse.
His armor's pretty messed up, and it's too big for any of you to wear, but you could strip him.
Can we give it to the cook?
Yeah, the cook's bigger, I think.
Do we see any other equipment?
The cook is a little bigger.
I'm looking like any other kind of pouches, bags that you might have on the horse.
I want to heal the horse. And see if we can, like, take the horse with us. Like, what if we ride that horse?
All of us.
Like, well, like Thane, you could have a horse. It's a war horse with this amazing armor.
Maybe that would help me.
I mean, keep it away from Stygoth.
Oh, yeah, Stygoth.
I want to go back to...
We need to go back and...
I want to go back to the camp.
I mean, I want to heal Mercury.
I mean, Mercury's at zero, but, like...
He is well below zero.
Yeah. I don't know how it works.
How much health did he have?
He died instantly.
How much health did Mercury have?
He had 12.
12, yeah. So he went to under negative 12, which I think negative half your health or negative full your health is, like, dead. Something like that.
Well, it's different for player characters than it is for anything else.
Does anybody have a power where we can transfer his consciousness from his dying corpse into the new horse?
Hell, he died instantly.
Dude, Shane, he took 10 damage before that.
Yeah, he was at 2 hit points.
He was at 22.
So he has total 12. 22.
So he has a total of 22 health.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But he was at 12 when he got hit.
Well, it matters. Well, depending on how it is, like, I think with D&D, at least characters, this, like, if you hit negative half your full hit points.
It's what it was in fourth.
It is, like,
I'm not
dead.
Sure for. What's dying in the index?
This guy's dead. Calvin has a horse.
Should be death and dying.
Yeah, here we go.
You rode on Gutspeller, who is back.
Both these guys are
raging. Yeah, those guys are surrendered.
Torgo's just chilling that wagon this whole time.
So this really only counts for player characters.
Okay.
But massive damage kills you instantly. When your damage reduces you to zero and there's damage remaining, you take the remaining. If the remaining damage equals or exceeds your hit point maximum, you die instantly.
What was the remaining damage?
Well, he took 49. He
took 54.
Right?
Oh, 54? Right?
Yeah.
54.
That was 47.
And he said 49.
49.
So 12 minus 49 is what?
49.
It's a lot more than 22.
Okay. Yeah. That's the thing. Is it hit negative 22?
I don't know. I didn't do the math.
I mean...
It's 49?
It's 22. 22 plus 12 is...
Yeah. Negative 37. If he was at max, he still would have died.
He's dead.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Is there a chance for him to be revived?
I mean, there is a resurrection spell.
It is
none of you know it.
Extremely expensive.
Is Gus Spiller?
He doesn't.
Yeah, that guy handled on some animals. Would
maybe possibly the headmaster.
I mean, there's one spell I know that what's it called? I forget. It's like a cleric spell more so, but it utilizes like diamonds, which are really expensive, and you have to do it within like that's for player characters and stuff too, I think. But it's like an hour within death or something like that. It has to be very soon. Scoop them up into a...
Resurrection is a 7th level necromancy spell. It takes an hour to cast. You have to use a diamond worth at least 1,000 gold pieces. Touch a dead creature that has been dead for no more than a century, that did not die of old age, and that isn't undead. If the soul is free and willing, so does he have a soul, is going to be a thing as well. The target returns to life with all of its hit points.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then Revivity.
I believe he had a soul.
Oh, Revivity?
That's another one.
You touch a creature that has died within the last minute.
Yeah, that's the other one I was thinking of. That one also takes a diamond thing.
No, it takes a diamond worth 300 gold pieces.
Yeah, so not as much, but they have to have just died. You
within a minute.
Revivity them, one life. That is a, what level is that?
Third.
That's
level.
A third level.
I say we need to go on a
spells.
Hunter mission, get gold.
Well, but you need someone that knows the spell,
yeah.
Is the thing.
That's just one, that's, I don't I think know, he one just, step at a time.
I think he just might be dead.
I think he might have sacrificed himself.
Sacrificed anything, nothing happened. He went over there and he died.
Trying to roll with all those dice.
You just bring his whole corpse back? Or do you strip him?
I wouldn't bring his whole corpse back. I want to rot in the swamp.
Throw him in the mall.
I want to, yeah. Well, actually, you know what? I do kind of, I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but I kind of do want to show the slaves and his men what happens when you try to cross us.
Just drag it back.
Yeah, let's drag it
I
back.
I don't understand the A word or the C word.
Ass and cunt.
Aaron's cunt. Aaron is.
The word at the very bottom I can't read. You can just text it to me.
You're right. Using your phone to write
on. I mean, this is the way you're supposed to.
I know, but talk. I can't read it. I'm sorry.
All right.
Write better. Rick hated
that
those things.
Thing in D&D games, you're supposed to like,
I did.
Write papers?
Huh? I mean, sometimes you pass things in D&D whenever yeah, so that you can like, hey, this is what I want to tell the DM this, but I don't want anyone else to know yet. Or
yeah, so like before I was having you guys leave the room for certain
yeah.
things. But like if there's something you want me to know or do that you don't want the other guys to know, you can pass me a note or something.
Like that one time when Elor caught you stealing stuff from the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
You could have said you wouldn't do that with like in a note and give it to him. But then like the other thing too that is like they don't know then is the only issue with that. But,
okay. I didn't know that.
I mean, yeah, you can do whatever if you yeah. want to be like, I don't want
yeah, but you want the audience to know.
That's it. Yeah, that's the only thing.
That's the thing. I thought I'd say, and you guys just wouldn't know.
That's why we would do like the go away thing and come back for those kind of situations.
Okay.
I didn't send it to the group chat.
But that'd be great.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, what is found? Number one, what's found on this guy and his horse?
Yes.
What do we get?
All right. So you get
the javelin.
So you get the javelin.
What about the shield?
You can get the shield.
It is a oversized full tower shield, right?
Well,
it's real big. The shield is real big.
He has money, lots of it. I take it.
Unlimited money.
In his bag, he has like a coin pouch sort
yep.
of thing. Three black opals, translucent dark green with black modeling and golden flecks. They're worth 1,000 pieces.
1,000?
1,000 gold pieces.
Wow, use that. Mine has spell revive mercury.
We gotta find a diamond.
It's worth 1,000.
It has to be someone... a diamond worth 1,000.
I know, we will.
We gotta find
it's
a diamond.
It's easier if we have 1,000 gold pieces.
You also find 11 bloodstones.
Bloodstone.
Opaque dark gray with red flecks.
Are you writing this down, Gavin?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
They're worth 50 gold pieces apiece. And he has 10 pieces of obsidian worth 10 gold pieces. Hmm. He also has a contract. That looks like it's for the slave camp. It's basically a list of everything that was in the convoy, the prices that were going to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a pendant that also appears to be made out of black sapphire. It looks like it fits into something else. So like it's half of a pendant, but like it's not broken off. It was designed that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like a black dragon with horns, but the full pendant would be like a two-headed black dragon.
Okay.
So you can roll insight, maybe?
Nope, not me.
Or history? Could also work.
Do history.
I prefer insight.
History 14 for me.
Hang on.
I rolled one.
12.
Okay.
When you said insight, and I rolled again, and I got 20. So one and then 20.
Okay.
14.
History. On which one?
History.
On history?
12 on insight.
12 on insight. Okay, so with the 12 on insight, you can figure that someone else probably has the other half of this pendant.
I got an 18 on insight.
So you figure it's probably someone that is obviously close to him. It could be a family member. It doesn't seem like a romantic thing. It seems almost like a thing that you would do for like a brothers in arms. Almost, or something. With a natural 20, you remember hearing stories in your times underground about two brothers who were called the...
Double Dragon.
Jimmy and Bimmy. So the name translates to Obsidian Dragon Brothers.
Okay. And I have heard of these brothers...
Yes.
They seem to be part of some kind of slave trade.
They're mercenaries, from what you understand. Mm. They work for the highest bidder. And there are two of them, and they are brothers.
Yeah, so I'm going to relay this information to you guys. So what you just said, I said that to you. I have no desire at all to carry any of the spoils that we got from this battle. This money was earned in blood of my brothers. So divvy up as you will, but this pendant is mine. And I will have the pair. I'll have a magic set.
You'll have a brace?
Yes.
You want to kill the brother?
If I find him. At the very least, I'm gonna show him what I did with his brother. Based upon them, what they did to my brothers.
Okay.
I also wouldn't mind to... This javelin has been used, you know, to do what I, you know, absolutely hate. Like, it'd be cool if I did figure out a way to use it. To use it against them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to use against. That's what I'm going to do with this money, too.
Do that.
So, Gutswiller suggests finding a way to tie the javelin. He says, don't touch the javelin.
Yeah.
Because it might be cursed.
Yeah. We need to, like, wrap
we
it
should,
up.
We should wrap it in...
I have, like, a bedroll. I can wrap it up.
Many things.
It is a great heft.
Yeah.
Like, you can lift it, but there's no way you could throw this thing.
Sure.
But you have it wrapped up. You have it tied to a horse or... Yeah. Dragging behind a horse or something?
I am still a horse.
You're still a horse?
Yes.
It's in your mouth.
What?
And you ride back. You ride back to see.
I want to bring the horse back too. Can we bring that horse back?
Yeah, I brought him back.
Oh. All right.
No, the war horse?
Sure.
His horse?
Yeah, horse. I want to get him out of his netting and bring him back too.
Roll animal handling.
It's him, but no.
I'm also an animal. We can relate as brothers. Does that work?
I don't think you have speak with animal, do you?
I'd have to cast it. 16 plus 6.
You like reach down with your mouth and pull the net off? Like, what's happening here?
I don't know.
I can grab the net and you can handle the thing.
All right, so you pull off the net.
It's my net anyway. My net.
And you sort of like nuzzle it.
Nuzzle him up.
Like Aragorn.
And
yeah.
It gets up and it sort of goes over. And like lays down beside its rider. And you keep nuzzling. And it gets up and it follows.
Grab his reins and pull him with me.
You're a horse and you ride it. Double the speed.
It's not a treadmill.
So you make your way back. There is much revelry. There's.
Is it dark?
No, it's not dark yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's foggy.
It was the morning earlier.
Yeah. It's still like sunrise.
Yeah.
It's been like an hour.
So you come back out of the fog. You see these people hooping and hollering. They found a chest filled with coins. And they're making a rain.
Yeah. What about the slaves in there?
Making a rain. They're still locked up.
Yeah, the slaves are still in there, just like shackled to the wagon.
Yeah.
And the slavers don't care.
Yeah.
They see you come back. Well, they see figures coming in the fog. And they're like, have their weapons ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's you. Like, ah!
So I drag his body up.
As you are approaching, you see Stygoth. His body is still in the water. His head is laying on the ground. His eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm. We can try to save him.
So do you approach him?
I can't do save anything.
You can go check him.
Well, I'll
take this horse back over here. And
I'm upset with him.
Well, so you get off to go approach him, and you notice he's not breathing. Where before, when you found him, he was breathing just weakly.
Damn. All right.
We would never have won if it wasn't for him.
Probably not. He did a lot of damage.
A lot of damage.
Yeah.
We did a lot, too, eventually.
Yeah.
He did a lot then. And he melted two people.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercury. Shut up, Calvin. Jesus. Show some respect.
Yeah, he couldn't really see Mercury, and honestly, he didn't really care.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to figure out a way to take his collar.
Well, Volcom is doing the same thing.
Okay.
So he said his collar lets him get into
it
his.
It is a thing that we couldn't get into. And all his bones. Yeah.
Volcom! I see we thought of the same idea.
Like, Volcom.
So I was thinking, like, maybe Volcom we should revive him, but you guys are like, let's rob his bastard.
Well, he's dead.
Is he dead? Or is he just not breathing?
He's dead. No, he's gone.
He's dead. Yep. He had death saving throws, he doesn't technically have them, but by the time you were out there and came back, like, you could have healed him if you had done it right away.
If we hadn't rushed up to the
spider. So, we go up, they're taking the collar, we recognize there's no saving him, he's dead.
He's dead. Yep.
He was an evil creature anyway.
Stygoth would have wanted that writer taken out anyway. Yeah.
I maybe ask Gutspiller, or Professor Gutspiller, I should say. This dead dragon, is there anything that we as students should know when it comes to harvesting such a corpse?
Let's eat. And then get to work. It's going to take a while.
Okay.
So we should probably drag him out of the water so he doesn't...
All right.
Men! Horses!
I'm not a horse anymore. I turned out of it.
All right. You drag him out. It's easy enough. Use ropes. Use nets.
Yep.
he has a big old hole in him.
Yeah.
And there's acid dripping out. So you avoid that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I want you to take one of my empty vials and try to collect a little of the acid very carefully.
Easily.
You lose your vial.
I'm hoping the vial holds, right?
Just glass, it should be okay.
Yeah, depending on what you cork it with.
Me, Walter White, cork. To tell us what kind of vial. Cork.
Let me see here. I think I have two vials, so I want to fill both vials. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Two vials of acid.
You can use them as acid grenades.
I could. That's what I'm
So, Torgo...
I have some small bottles that I'd like to fill, too.
Sure. Torgo, as much as I'd like to celebrate, boys, kind of want to get out of here. We, would like the wagons and the horses.
I mean, Torgo fought for us. I mean, he hasn't redeemed himself, but he at least deserves the opportunity to try. Mm-hmm. I would tell Torgo that, you know, regardless if we want, we would send him with the horses and stuff. Like, he fought well, but if I ever catch you in something like this again, you will not go away. I point at the guy that we just killed.
No more blacksmithing.
No more slaving.
Oh, slaving!
No more slaving.
He was right.
Was he a slave too once? He's just a head slave, right?
No, he's no, he was
the
guard.
Slave. He was the slave driver. He was the
you're
head
talking
slave
about rot. Okay. Yeah, okay. Rot.
Ah, nope. Who needs slaving with this? And he like picks up some of the money. Yeah. Does this good life for me now?
I would say, with us making a decision, we'd probably take some from the wagons, but give them the wagons and the horses. We're not going to take them, right?
I want the war horse.
The war horse,
I'm
going to
take... Is there an apple in the wagon? Well, I mean, if you're not going to say anything, I don't want to take the war horse.
Well, you said earlier, take the war horse.
The
no,
big
I'll take
black...
Because my dog's dead.
Oh, yeah. No, he's talking about the wagon that Calvin stole.
Yeah.
And... Mm. Or the horse that Calvin stole, and the horse that's still hooked up to this one. And the wagons. Because they want to beat feet before anyone else comes.
Yeah.
So we release the slaves...
I would.
We give them a portion of the treasure so that they can make their way away from
here. Watch. He goes over, he unlocks the slaves. See? Man of my word.
They're still chained up inside.
Swear on your eyes. My eyes. My eyes.
I would demand that they release all of the slaves, uncuff them, and all that stuff. And
can we take the blades?
No.
We probably need to destroy those.
Damn shame. Worked real hard. Wow. Made people work real hard. Mm. You know how it is.
Do I?
Are there apples inside the wagon?
Yeah.
I'm going to take an apple over to the war horse and reach out, offering him an apple.
As a horse?
No, I'm not a horse anymore.
It's going to be the rest of the campaign.
I would say that, you know, we don't know what the value of everything in that wagon is, do we? Like off.
I mean, you can time to...
I would say that you're getting the wagons and the horses. We take half of the treasure.
And everything that we found on the dead guy.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that.
That's grip tight. And then I reach to him again. No slaving. He's come down to me.
No disintegration.
No slaving!
No slaving.
Yep, you can go with anybody that wants to go with him.
All right. Load up, boys! Thanks, guys, for watching this episode of D&D. If you enjoyed it, let us know in the comments below. And also, maybe check out patreon.com/blindwave, where you can see the next one right now. Also, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a reaction, a game night, or a Dungeons & Dragons. Bye, guys.